Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for August 10th to the 16th, 2013. While Palestinian-Israeli negotiation teams met in Jerusalem this week, Israeli army and settler attacks targeting Palestinian communities escalated. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Four people were arrested, and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protests organized in the villages of Al-Nabi Saleh, Bilayin, Nilayin, Central West Bank, and Al-Masara village in Southern West Bank. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya reports.
At the village of Al-Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers used tear gas to suppress the villagers and their supporters before even leaving the village. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas bombs into residents' homes. As a result, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby villages of Bilayin and Na'lin, villagers and their supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. Israeli troops stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the unarmed protesters. As a result, many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In southern West Bank, Israeli soldiers arrested two Italian supporters and two villagers. Israeli troops attacked the protest before leaving the village and used rifle butts and buttons to force people back. A number of residents sustained light wounds by the Israeli attack. Soldiers also detained a local journalist and didn't allow him to film the attack on the residents. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
Palestinian-Israeli negotiations kicked off in Jerusalem this week as United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited the region. Meanwhile, President Mahmoud Abbas pushed for Palestinian conciliation with the ruling Hamas party in Gaza. IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari has more.
In a meeting with United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Ramallah, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that the Palestinian Authority will make sure all Palestinian prisoners inside Israeli jails are released. The president revealed that current round of negotiations with Israel involves a number of outstanding issues, including prisoners, Jerusalem, borders, security, and settlements construction. On the internal situation, President Abbas dispatched a special delegation to the Gaza Strip to figure out ways to reconcile with the Islamist Hamas party over there. Abbas is keen to reach conciliation with Hamas to boost current negotiations with Israel. Hamas in Gaza had earlier responded to resumed peace talks by reiterating position that negotiations are aimless and that resistance against the Israeli occupation is the means to achieve Palestinian aspirations for a statehood. United Nations Ban Ki-moon shared Abbas the same concerns, especially the prisoners issue and conciliation. The UN high-ranking official believed that underway Israeli settlements construction on occupied Palestinian lands is counterproductive to peace and would block a two-state solution. Ki-moon also believed that both Gaza and the West Bank should reach a unity deal that would end Israeli siege of Gaza and get life back to normal in the coastal enclave. In the meantime, both Hamas and Fatah have recently traded accusations of blocking a unity deal between the two sides. Fatah's chief negotiator for talks with Hamas, Azam Al-Ahmad, was quoted as warning of consequences for reaching no deal. Al-Ahmad made it clear that his Fatah party will take some sort of tough steps soon unless Hamas commits itself to August 14, 2013's deadline. 3 months ago, both parties agreed in Cairo to reaching an understanding that might involve holding general elections in the occupied Palestinian territories. This week, Israel released the first batch of Palestinian prisoners, more than 20, of those who were imprisoned prior to the signing of Oslo Accords of 1993. Israel will continue releasing such prisoners as negotiations between the two sides advance. According to recent Israeli-Palestinian understandings, under Washington auspices, more than 100 prisoners will be released. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli army forces conducted at least 62 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, soldiers injured a number of civilians and kidnapped at least 54 Palestinians, including 4 children and 2 photojournalists. IMEMC's Grayson Hensley reports.
Invasions and home searches were mainly focused this week on the cities of Jenin and Nablus in the northern West Bank, Ramallah City in the central West Bank, and Hebron in the south. Israeli soldiers also clashed with local youth during these invasions. Troops used rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas to attack residents. On Monday, clashes were reported in Nablus, Jenin, and Hebron. Soldiers used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed youth. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation, according to local sources. On Wednesday, clashes erupted during Israeli invasions targeting Jenin City and refugee camp. Local youths hurled stones and empty bottles at the invading soldiers, who fired flares, gas bombs, concussion grenades, and rounds of live ammunition. Medical sources have reported that dozens of residents have been treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. This week, Israeli settlers also conducted a number of targeted attacks on Palestinian farmers. On Monday, a group of Israeli settlers took over farmlands owned by residents of Al-Khadr town, which is near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Local sources announced that a settlers group called Women in Green arrived at the villagers' farmland, took it over, then planted it with olive trees and installed a water system. On Thursday, Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian farmlands near the village of Al-Tawani, near Hebron City in the southern West Bank. Villagers said that the settlers attacked farmers who were working on their lands, uprooted 10 mature olive trees owned by the local farmers, then left the area. Al-Tawani and other villages in the southern Hebron Hills are subjected to daily attacks by armed Israeli settlers living in the illegal settlements nearby. In the Gaza Strip, on Sunday, Israeli soldiers manning a military site across the border east of Gaza City fired rounds of live ammunition at Palestinian lands and homes, wounding one Palestinian civilian. The man was shot on his right foot and was moved to Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza for moderate injuries. On Saturday night, Israeli troops shot and killed a Palestinian civilian who came close to the Gaza-Israeli borders in central Gaza. Later in the week, the Israeli Air Force fired, on Wednesday at dawn, a number of missiles targeted to different areas in the Gaza Strip. The army claimed that the Israeli strike came a few hours after the missile was fired into Israel, and that the Israeli attack targeted a group behind the incident. No casualties have been reported. For IMEMC News, this is Grayson Hensley.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for August 10th to the 16th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Benora and me, Seamus Slonwhite.